morning. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activity Director Pat Dilbeck. It's time for Bruin Buzz on a Friday morning. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activity Director Pat Dilbeck. We talk Bartlesville High Athletics every single Friday morning about 9:45. And Coach, you and I were speaking before we began the interview. It's starting to get a little bit busier. I know you've had some kind of preschool stuff laying on your desk over the last few weeks. And probably the biggest thing to come since we last caught up was the fact that some fall sports practices could begin after the dead period. That is rather early, so I know oftentimes not all those fall sport coaches, and for fall sports we're talking cross country, volleyball, and fast pitch softball, not all of them start the day that they can begin, but it does sound like many of them have started as we get past the middle point of July.
Morning, Evan. We've started practice earlier this week in all three of those sports, and volleyball, of course, is right here in the field house just around the corner from my office, so I see it the most. But I've been talking with Compton, and they've got off to a good start over on the east side of town with the fast pitch practices, and then Coach Ayers and cross country have been running in the evenings. So all three of those sports have started, and that's kind of our mindset around here is, you get into the summer months or the summer weeks, and you got your summer pride going on, but really you're getting from the end of spring sports, kind of the end of football spring practice. And then you have about 6 or 7 weeks until your fall sports practices start up again. So, those have kicked off, but we still have summer pride going for all of our other athletes for a couple more weeks, and our numbers are very good there, and it's always exciting to continue to watch these kids grow in the summer, but also just coaches getting to know kids and cultivating relationships over there. So that's all going well.
And we can talk more about softball and volleyball and cross country as we get a little bit closer, but volleyball and softball in particular last fall were probably two of the brighter spots, I would think, for Bartlesville athletics in 2024-25. It's hard to believe that was almost a year ago now, but volleyball got to host a regional, fell just shy of making state. Fast pitch softball went to state for the first time in more than a decade. And of course, a slow pitch had made state both before and then again after this past spring. I know the softball bunch, a lot of those core players are back. They certainly will miss some seniors, but more than half of that lineup will be back. Volleyball will be missing some of the key players and scorers off of last year's team, but did want to mention that and give them some more props since it's been a bit, but the last time we got around to volleyball and softball, they kind of had a historic season, certainly some of their best years in the last 10 or 15 for Bartlesville in the fall of 2024.
Yeah, I think you sum it up pretty well. We had Emery Brown last year on our volleyball team, and she's graduating, going to go on and play the Division I level volleyball. But certainly, that's part of the process you have up here. That's just something that we do. We train kids, we get ready, two, 3 years ago when Emery was a freshman and sophomore, there were seniors leaving. They thought, that's going to be hard to replace. So it's, we're just going to reload and work girls into positions and continue to try to get better. I think when you're talking about fast pitch and Coach Minton and his program, certainly, they've had a core group of younger girls the last few years that have done some great things. And a lot of those girls are still in high school. So yeah, we expect great things out of them this fast pitch season. And certainly, Minton would tell you it, making the state tournament is certainly the ultimate goal, but they want to start making some noise at the tournament and a tremendous amount of experience for a lot of those players that are coming back through the last year and a half through two slow pitch state tournaments and a fast pitch state tournament. So something they're looking forward to.
Yeah. When you've made it three seasons in a row, fast pitch this last fall, slow pitch before, and then slow pitch after, all of a sudden, whether it's fair or not, sometimes it kind of just changes the way you're thinking about it a little bit.
Well, sure. You know, and again, that's what we want. We don't, you know, it's just human nature. When you haven't made a tournament like that, a state tournament in any of our sports at any level, had a deep run in the playoffs, when you haven't done that, there's a level of satisfaction when you do, when you just make the state tournament. But it's pretty apparent that particularly now we're talking about fast pitch. These girls are comfortable in those tournament settings, and you know, they want to take the next step. So I know Coach Minton excited to get this going, and you know, he's the same coach. He's very level headed. He's got a system that he likes to use, and those girls are comfortable in it. And there's a certain way they're going to play defense, and a way that they're going to swing the bats and generate offense, and they know it, and he's comfortable in it. They're comfortable in it. So I expect them to be successful this year.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. Every Friday morning we have some Bartlesville High Athletics news, even here in the middle part of July. And talking a little bit about softball, volleyball, and cross country. All began practices. As far as schedules for those, Coach, you and I were speaking before the interview began, there'll be a handful of scrimmages within the next week and a half or 2 weeks. But really, once the calendar turns to August, will be when scrimmages will really ramp up. That'll be the case for about a week and a half or 2 weeks. And then that second Monday in August, when school starts, will be when some of those competitions begin, particularly for volleyball and fast pitch softball. Usually cross country may have a meet in late August. That doesn't really ramp up until the middle or latter part of September. Lots of times cross country didn't really get going until almost after football does, but volleyball and softball will get going pretty quickly after those scrimmages ramp up, which should be in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, that you're exactly right. The OSSAA calendar says that those sports can those fall sports other than football can begin competition August 11th, like you said, the second Monday in August, and or your first day of school. But nearly everybody's first day of school falls after that. So, in just you know, historically, that's how it's always been our cross country. And when I say our, we're talking about in the state of Oklahoma, runs a little later. It starts a little later with their competition and goes a little later into the fall. I think the state cross country meet is in the first week of November. So, you know, your volleyball and fast pitch seasons are wrapped up by then. So although they have started practice, just the nature of the sport, getting into shape to run cross country. You know, the interesting thing about some of those fall sports is you start practicing when it's really, really hot, and then you complete it when things have really cooled off quite a bit. So, but that's part of the fun. But yeah, we will. You did made a good summary there. There's very few. I think four scrimmages. Not all of them not being at home. But our chance to scrimmage some sub varsity volleyball, some varsity volleyball, softball at all levels in July, and then really we will ramp up with more scrimmages that first 10 days of August.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. Fall sports practices have started, except for football, Coach, and I know they're going to probably wind down that 7-on-7 stuff. If they had some stuff this week, I would guess this will be the last week that they do any of that. Usually, there's the end of summer pride about the next 7 to 10 days or so, and then there's a little bit of a down period. That's when Coach Wright historically has done his Night of Champions, where they go out onto the field and they do their power clean lifting, which is kind of a just show how far a lot of those guys have gone strength and conditioning wise. And then they'll have a little bit of a week off or so, and then they'll start fall camp about a week or two later. So we're about 3 weeks away from fall camp, so kind of winding down some of the really busy parts of the off season for Bruin football. Out of the dead period, there isn't much time in between when the dead period ends and summer pride ends, and then you're just a couple weeks away from fall camp.
Yeah, again, we're no different than most high schools. Most schools in their summer pride and their summer workup wraps those things up about the same time that the OCA has the coaches clinic, which is starts the last week in July. And then usually after that week, coaches, particularly football staffs, will come back, have staff meetings for that period between the end of that clinic and the ability to start having practice, which is August the 11th. And then, of course, they'll have several days, 4 days, I think, of helmets only before they can. I think August 15th is the first time that they can put on pads. Yeah, and they're wrapped up. You know, the association dictates some things, you know, as far as 7-on-7 team camps and those kind of things go. You can't do any of those things on school sites after July 15th. So, you know, you can still attend camps that someone else is hosting on a non-school site, but you can't do anything on school site. So yeah, basically we've wrapped up summer events, what I consider summer events, and now we're on into starting our fall practices and in football and some other sports. We'll be wrapping up summer pride in the next 8 or 9 days.
Looking forward to having some more info on Bruin football over the course of the next 14 to 21 days or so as they get ready for fall practice. And then, of course, we'll have a lot more on cross-country, volleyball, and softball over the course of the next few weeks as well. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll speak with you next week.
All right, Evan, I appreciate you.